CGTV.
Hey, good morning, everyone. This is Joseph. Yes, that Joseph. The one you're familiar with at this time of year in all your crèches. And of course, I'm sort of hanging out in the corner. Not really a big deal, I am. I'm the father, right, of Jesus Christ. But I'm not really. I'm more like the caretaker, so I don't have a great place in the crèches out there, but it is true, I taught him everything I know about carpentry. Yeah, pretty much everything. And he learned some good tricks from me. The kid could hang doors when I was through with him. He really knew how to hang a few doors. I taught him everything that I know. And he turned out to be a fair carpenter. He really did. Now that I think about it, I don't really remember him making any mistakes. It's fantastic, really. Oh yeah, a lot of people wondering, I don't have a mustache. You're wondering about that, and, in all the scenes, I got a mustache. Well, Mary doesn't like it. She kisses me, and it's all scratchy. What, did I say something wrong? TMI? No, she doesn't mind this. I don't know, you want me to go in specifics about it? My wife asked me to shave it. Do you really want to know why? How much information do you want? Oh, I've heard that song before. Oh, that's totally wrong. All those things you sing about our time, man. All those things you sing about our time in Bethlehem, they're all screwed up. They're just totally wrong, and that's... Yeah. Uh-huh. A cold winter's night, right. Yeah, a cold winter's night that was so deep. Well, for one thing, it wasn't cold. I was sweating my ass off. It was, I suppose you would call it September, and the shepherds wouldn't be in the fields in the middle of winter. That's absurd. Anybody knows that. Don't know. Well, I can't help it. You don't know that, but I'm just telling you how it was. No shepherd in his right mind is going to be tending the flocks, at that time of the year. He didn't do it. So we were all sweating profusely. It was horrible. I couldn't wait for it to be over myself. But yeah, I've heard this song now, Cold and Deep. You're talking about snow, right? Deep? No, there was no snow. Well, I'll tell you one thing that song's deep in. Deep in it. That's what it is. What, did I say something wrong? What's wrong with that? I'm not supposed to say that. What? It? That defends your Western sensibilities. What else do you call it? What is it? Say again. Poop. That's a good word then. Poop. Okay, I can say poop. That's a clean, wonderful, lovely word, but I can't say it. I'm sorry. I said it again, didn't I? I didn't mean to. I'm sorry. It wasn't cold and it wasn't deep. That's all I'm saying. I'm trying to be accurate here, and I don't have a mustache. Oh, one more thing about that. The king of Israel. We never pronounce it that way. It's not Israel. It's Israel. You might as well get it right. Get it straight. It's not Israel. It's Israel. Yeah, of course she told me she was bearing the Messiah, but I didn't believe her. Oh, you would have. No, if you were in my place, you wouldn't have. So, right, Christmas, I know all that, yeah, Christmas has become a commercial thing today. That's That's fine. I don't really care. I don't. I know it's a heathen holiday. It's the winter solstice. Yeah, so the earth goes around the sun, and the winter solstice, it's the farthest away. But it's coming back. I'll drink to that. And you want it to come back because you get depressed when the days get short. And so, yeah, celebrate. Who cares? Yeah, I know you got the purists that say, oh, it's a pagan holiday. Well, of course it's a pagan holiday. Yeah, all the pagan cultures celebrated when the sun starts to come back so you don't get so depressed anymore and the days get longer. That's normal. What's wrong with that? So I'm all for celebrating. Have a party, whatever. No, you're only going to have a problem if you try to keep Christ in Christmas. That's when you're going to have the problem. You just make it complicated to keep Christ in Christmas. You've got to get all holy and get all whispery and wait, make your voice all sing-songy and sing songs that have nothing to do with what's going on. Or what went on, I might say. All is calm. All is bright. I'm telling you, it's all wrong anyway. This drives me nuts. It drives us all nuts, really. All of us in the creche that day, the shepherds, me, the wise men, if you want to include them there, I don't care, you know, Mary, it all drives us all crazy when you keep Jesus Christ in the cradle. He's grown up. He went to the cross to die for the sins of humanity. But even then, he's seated at the right hand of God. He's not dying anymore. So I've seen what goes on in the Catholic churches. It's crazy. They take him from the cradle to the cross, from the cradle to the cross. You know, they get him up to the cross. He's barely up in heaven. And you just start to see him exalted. And what happens? In comes December again, and he's back in the cradle. Cradle, cross, cradle, cross. You never give him chance to grow up. And what happens? You stay as a juvenile, as a baby in Christ. You never grow up. Cradle, cross, cradle, cross. Just when he starts to be glorified, you shove him back in the manger again, back in Bethlehem. I was there once. I never want to repeat it. It wasn't all it's cracked up to be, I can tell you that. I follow the teachings of the Apostle Paul. You know, everybody thinks I died, like right after Jesus was born. Thanks a lot. I know I was a bit player, but really, we're not to recognize anyone anymore according to flesh. 2 Corinthians chapter 5. Even if we have known Christ according to flesh. And you people sure do know Christ according to flesh. You know, excuse me, but you got him in the creche, in the cradle, where you put the cow. I know that happened. I know that happened. I was there. But he's graduated a little bit from there, I'd like to think, right? And he's seated now at the right hand of God. That's where we worship him, in spirit, not in flesh anymore. Now, I'm reading these Martin Zender books. I absolutely love these books. They're really easy to understand, and they got illustrations and pictures, and I've been reading, this is the third time I've read How to Be Free from Sin While Smoking a Cigarette. I smoke. That's the one thing, you never see that, do you? In any of your little crash scenes out there. I've got a cigarette in my mouth, and lucky I didn't burn the stable down. I was nervous. I didn't know how the birth was going to come out all right, and all these crazy shepherds were coming in. And I didn't expect that. They're singing all these crazy songs. I'm lighting up one after the other. And so this book really helps me not to be condemned. And really, now that I know that Christ accepts me, I suspected it, of course, you know, but now that I know Christ accepts me for who I am, I might quit smoking now. I really don't, the desire is taken away from me. That's the grace of God. It's really strange. This has been Joseph. Yes, that Joseph. And grace and peace to you.
Grandma got run over by a reindeer, walking home from our house Christmas Eve. You can say there's no such thing as Santa, but as for me and Grandpa, we believe. She'd been drinking too much eggnog, and we begged her not to go.
but she forgot her medication, and she staggered out the door into the snow. When we found her Christmas morning at the scene of the attack, she had hoof prints on her forehead and incriminating claws marks on her back. Grandma got run over by a reindeer walking home from our house Christmas Eve. You can say there's no such thing as Santa, but as for me and Grandpa...